Welcome to this Tulip Time edition of the Brentscott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. When the sounds of five young ladies singing old Dutch favorites echo in many halls across town, it signifies the return of spring and tulip time in Pella.
The Dutch have long had a fondness for the pageantry of their queen, and Pella takes pride in this tradition as well.
And while this year's court may be reaching the culmination of their childhood here in Pella, many queens of the festival's past still take in the sights and sounds of the city's biggest and most important weekend of the year. Leona, or Lee Zylstra, is the fifth ever tulip queen and lives at Brentscott Village in Pella. She loves just how much tulip time has grown. In fact, she's witnessed it firsthand, including the very first event 80 years ago, and every single one in between.
Pella was always my hometown, but I was gone to teach school in Collins High School and Perry High School, but I always made it back by Friday night to be here at least for the Saturday of tulip time. One year, I was hired by Red Cross to work in an army hospital in Temple, Texas, but I made it by bus back to Pella for that weekend because I didn't want to miss it. So I haven't missed any tulip time in all these years.
She remembers just how different it was and how it all began.
Leading up to it would be the tulip time operetta that the Pella High School put on, and that was so enjoyable for everybody, and that gave them the idea to have tulip time. And then that was in 35, and 36 they started tulip time, and Lenore Goss was the queen, and she was granddaughter of the founder of Pella, which was very fitting for her. She was a very gracious lady.
Her mind is a working history book of tulip times gone by, with stories that could fill page after page.
One thing that always stands out to me about that tower that was built in 1940, and I was a sophomore at Central College at that time. Well, 2 years later, Princess Juliana and her husband from the Netherlands came for the Central graduation ceremonies. That was during World War II, and they were living in exile in Canada, so they didn't have as far to come. And that was the year I graduated, and she handed me my diploma, and that was a thrill to me. Then she gave a speech to the citizens of Pella from that tower.
Zylstra had her own private showing and meet and greet with this year's royal court, and for one of the members, the bloodlines of royalty run deep. Jesse Voss says it was an amazing experience connecting the dots with her great aunt Lee.
It was really special to me because she is one of my aunts, and so it was really amazing to be sharing this tradition with her. It's something that we can continue in our community, but also within our family, and that was really cool.
Voss admires Zylstra's commitment to Pella and its traditions, and hopes she can carry that torch as she approaches adulthood.
She's definitely an inspiration to me just on a daily basis when I go and visit her whenever, but seeing her so still involved with her community makes me realize that it can still be done when I get older, and I definitely want to stay involved with my community until I am no longer able.
Zylstra says it was quite the experience to see those girls perform because of just how much it connected back to the time she served as queen.
Their presentation this year is about people that were involved in getting tulip time started, and I knew all of those people well, so it was very interesting to me. When I was queen, we didn't have all those visits to places and have a program like they do now, but we did go to visit the state house and invited the governor to come to tulip time and gave him a pair of wooden shoes. We went to, the Rotary Club in Oskaloosa to welcome them to tulip time and tell them something about tulip time. Someplace in Knoxville, too, but we didn't go nearly the places they do today.
And perhaps it was made a bit more special to see her great-niece take the stage.
That was fun. My great-niece is in a lot of the drama presentations at Pella Christian High. And, of course, to me, she just sparkled with her drama experience. I think that helped a lot.
That concludes this special Tulip Time edition of the Brentschgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.